Okay, Frank, we're going to introduce our guest speaker. He is already on the phone. He is one of our favorites. He's got one of the most wonderful families, most beautiful families in all of America, maybe the world.
Yeah, that's good. The pictures are nice.
I know. His daughters and
anytime he comes here, the crowd loves him. I mean, they just, you know, and he teaches the fundamentals of the business, and that's what built his whole business.
Yeah, and so this is Mr. Michael Dorsey. He's in Atlanta. And he is a Platinum Executive Director. He is part of the Platinum World Council members. That is a huge, that is like the top position to be in my opinion, with the company.
Well, it's one of the biggest honors there is. Now, with the 100,000 plus associates or whatever it is, 66,000 or whatever it is that's out there, to be chosen to be on that council is a big deal.
It is a big deal, I agree. Yeah. And he's been recognized for earning between over $500,000 a year. And he's, of course, a Millionaire Club member many times over. And we are just excited to have you on the call tonight, Michael. I know you have been to Charleston more than once to do Super Saturdays, and wherever you go, wherever you train, you know, all we hear is great comments. It's so valuable to people. And I'd love for you to also tell everybody a little bit about your story, because we have a lot of new associates on tonight who don't know you. So thank you for being with us. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that, you and Frank, and you guys are some of the best friends we have, and just really appreciate you guys more than you know. I have so much respect for everything you guys have done, and have learned a lot from you, sometimes from a distance without you guys even knowing. But I very much appreciate the opportunity to be on the call, and just excited. We're excited about Legal Shield and where we're going. And just a little bit about my story, really, kind of quickly up front was, you know, I was 24 years old. I had started a landscape company when I was in high school, and that was just to avoid getting a job, you know, so I started mowing lawns, and you know, that kind of kept going, and as I went into college, after I graduated high school, went into college, I started taking some college courses, it kept doing, you know, it kept growing in my area, but I soon realized that I didn't want to do that kind of laborious work for the rest of my life. I mean, I worked real hard, woke up before the sun got up, went home after the sun went down, you know, and just was working, you know, 6-7 days a week sometimes, and, you know, just doing whatever you had to do in order to pay the bills. And then I met this girl named Amy, and I instantly fell in love, and I told a buddy of mine, I said, that's the girl I'm going to marry. And what's so funny about that, it was, that's the girl I married after I'd met her. And you know, we had three beautiful daughters. There's absolutely no drama. That's sarcasm. But, you know, just raising those girls in this house, raising the girls in this household, we, you know, it's been an absolute joy of my life. It's been the greatest part of my life, being around that and watching them grow. And Legal Shield gave us that opportunity to do that. You know, once I realized I didn't want to landscape for the rest of my life, I went to my dad and I sat down with mom and dad and more so my dad, because mom was working full time. And I said to dad, I said, you know, what can we do? You know, and we started looking, and we looked at a lot of different opportunities that are out there, from franchises to insurance to real estate, looked at a lot of network marketing companies and opportunities, and never really got excited about anything until I saw Legal Shield in the business model. And that was something I just really got fired up about. I knew that, you know, individuals could not afford attorneys that were charging $200, $300, and $400 an hour and more in some cases when they were making $10, $20, $30, $40 an hour. And it just simply made sense to me, for less than $20 a month, people can gain access to a nationwide network of law firms. And so it made sense, and we got excited. Now we have the ID Shield product. Well, that's enough about the product, because I knew it made sense. I knew that we got paid very well when we marketed, you know, that product, and we built a residual book of business. And so it just made sense to go out there and share it with people, because I bought it, and I knew if I bought it, then other people would gain value from it, and they would buy it. And so we started getting serious about our business, and after meeting Dave Savola, you know, God rest his soul, the number one income earner in our company, he was just somebody that I knew I could follow right away, and I learned a lot I'm in my 23rd or 24th year now, actually 23rd year now, and I started at 24, I'm 46 now, so I'm in my actual 23rd year. So anyways, it's been exciting, and, you know, we've done really well. And what I want to do is I want to share with you a couple things that I've learned you know, over the years with this business. And I just, because I'm a you know, the student, the student becomes the master, but he always remains the student. And I think, you know, he or she always remains the student. And I love learning. I'd rather be in the crowd taking notes and learning than actually being in front of the room teaching, you know, and sharing some of my ideas. But, you know, I know, I've noticed that there's three traits, and I'm just going to share that real quick right up front, three traits that Legal Shield ring earners have, just something I've recognized over the years. The first trait that a ring earner in our company has is they have incredible focus. They know how to focus. They know how to eliminate distractions because they show their Legal Shield business the respect that it deserves. And I think the people that treat their business with more respect than the individuals that don't bother to, the associates that don't, are the ones that become more successful. Because they don't treat it like a hobby, because it's going to pay like a hobby. But you know, the individuals that make the bigger money, whatever that is for you, whether that's $300 to $500 a month or $1,000 extra a month, because you love what you do, or you know, you just want to create that extra income into your household for your why, whatever that why is, and that's important to know that. You have to have incredible focus in your Legal Shield time. You know, whatever is allocated for that, and meaning, you know, if you have an extra hour in the evenings throughout the week that you're going to dedicate, to your business, then make sure that it is a focused hour. And what I mean by that is make sure that you are focused on the money-making activity, especially when you're launching, you know, your business. And you're always going to be launching to some degree. In other words, you're always going to be, you know, expanding your business. You're always going to be recruiting new associates into your team. You're always going to be marketing memberships. You're always going to be sharing the Legal Shield story and opportunity. And like we said, we now have that Prospect by Legal Shield app, which is incredible to be able to just allow you to get the information out quickly. You can do it via text instantly, via email instantly. You can pick up the phone and call through the Prospect app and call your prospects just to follow up with them. So just have the incredible focus. The second trait that a Legal Shield ring earner has is they know how to create urgency, especially with their prospects. And they create urgency simply by, following up immediately, knowing when to follow up and saying, sharing things like, they don't give people alternatives when there's a new event coming up in their area. They say, this event coming up, you can't miss it. You know, it's exciting to be a part of this, and they recruit and they promote to the speaker, not the venue. And so that's important to do that. In other words, tell the story, because stories sell and facts tell. So, you know, share the story of the next speaker, whether they're a manager, a senior manager, a director, an executive director, or a platinum plus in the business. It really makes no difference. You know, that guest does not know the difference between, you know, a Frank and Teresa O'Coin and a John Doe that just started, you know, that gives a great presentation, that can go up and share that in a briefing or a luncheon or whatever setting. So, you know how to create the urgency to want to, for the prospect to want to view the information as quick as they possibly can. The third trait is they know how to be consistent. I think that consistency is everything. You know, Jim Rohn talked about that in all of his audios, you know, talking about the apple a day. You know, we all know that saying, an apple a day, what, keeps the doctor away. Well, what if that's true? You know, as he said that on his audios, what if that is true? Why are we not eating an apple a day? You know, I mean, why are we, doing things that we shouldn't be doing? You know, eating, you know, 4 dozen donuts a week. You know, it's something that's going to compound over time, and that's an error in judgment. But an apple a day is a simple daily discipline. So it's the same concept when you apply it to our business. And ring earners are very consistent about their money making prospecting activities. And I'm going to share some ideas on how to always have prospects here in a second. And it's really important to do that. And I heard Teresa at the beginning of the call, you know, when she talked about when you approach people and you do it the right way instead of, you know, throwing up all over them, you know, getting them too much information too quickly. Because, you know, people, you know, when you push on somebody, what is our natural tendency? You know, our natural tendency is to push back. So we want to make sure that we're relaxed. And you want to do that. So there's four rules, I think, when you approach prospects. And, the first rule is, number one, and this is the most important one, is you have to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. So in other words, your only goal is to expose them to the information, but you cannot get emotionally invested into that person, like, oh man, this person would be so good in the business, they'd be so awesome, and then they don't do it. And then all of a sudden you allow yourself, to get down because you really hope that person was going to be the one. And so the way to get past that is through experience. You know, it's that saying that, back in, you hear about the old man, the young man comes to the old man who's very successful, and he says, old man, how did you become so successful? And he said, well, I became successful through experience. He said, well, how did you get your experience? He said, through bad judgment. He said, through good judgment? And then he said, how'd you get your good judgment? He said, through bad judgment. In other words, he made mistakes. And that person's, the person is willing to make the mistakes and go through it and go, and continue regardless and not allow themselves to become emotionally attached to that prospect, what happens is then they'll start getting results because they focus on the activity and they're patient with the results. And so that stuff starts to happen as we keep going. And I think that sometimes it is better to be ignorance on fire than knowledge on ice. I've got people say, I'll get started once I know everything, and they have analysis paralysis, and they sit there and they try to learn everything. And I can remember not knowing, what certain policies and procedures were. Man, we were recruiting people up in Ohio. We were selling memberships in Ohio, and they said, that's great, you're recruiting, but you can't sell memberships. I said, why? They said, because we're not in Ohio yet. We don't have a membership in Ohio. And I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? And I soon to find out, that we had we were only in 24 states. So then I realized what the states at a glance was. Now we don't have to worry about that, okay? We just don't have the legal plan in Alaska, but we have everything else everywhere. So and then four provinces up in Canada, and there's different things. So you understand that. But the bottom line is that we knew that was coming. Those were back in the days. It was like we were the pioneers going through chopping down the trees to make the trails before the highways came in. And now we're running on rails. Literally, just absolutely everything is in position for us. And the biggest part of our opportunity is still way out in front of us. So we need to make sure that we understand that we have this huge opportunity. We need to think bigger, and we need to make sure that we're prospecting more. So number one, in the first rule is just emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. Remember this and write this down. Professional sort, amateurs convince. And the more relaxed you are, the more sorting you're going to do. Be a professional. Treat it with the respect that it deserves, and go about as a professional. Not acting like you don't care, because you do, but you want to show it as a professional, okay? Rule number two, be yourself. Rule number three, bring some passion. Being yourself is just be who you are. Just have regular conversations. Don't go out to do Legal Shield. Just do it while you're out. I think that's really important. Bring some passion, rule number three. Get excited. Be enthusiastic. Have a little bounce in your step. Sometimes, when I wake up in the morning, I don't wake up on fire. I wake up and I need to make sure that I get going. I drink a big glass of water, because I learned that from Miss Teresa O'Coin, first thing in the morning, and then I get out and I go for a walk. Why? Just to get my blood pumping, and then I will listen to some music. And I will get excited, and I'll get some things going. And then I'll sit down, I'll read a little bit, or I'll listen to a good audio, a good series of some kind to get my mind in the positive mindset and focus for the day. And it takes me a little bit to get revved up. The older I get, it does. I mean, I'm not old, but I can tell that it's a little different than when I was in my 20s and 30s. Now that I'm in my mid-40s, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, well, it takes a little bit more, but I do whatever it takes. And that's what is so important, to increase my enthusiasm. Because rule number four, is it allows me to have a strong posture, and I want to know that I am myself, but I'm a better me. I'm more, I have a bigger posture, a better posture. I don't go out, like a hunter does. I'm more like a fisherman. I don't like to be a hunter where I'm a predator and I'm looking for somebody and I'm looking at everybody and I'm saying, hey, you need to be in my business. I'm not doing that. I'm just out there sorting through, sharing information. I got more lines like a fisherman does. I got more lines in the water. And I think the more lines you have out in the water, you cast a net, you know, you're going to catch more fish. And so be the fisherman, not the hunter. And I think it's really important to remember those things. And then the last thing I'll share with you are five things real quickly about having an unlimited base of prospects. And I think that's our number one goal, is to always be exposing new people to the information. Get the information in front of a prospect and allow, then get their questions answered, then do the three-way call, allow the system to go to work for you, because the system is in place, okay? You know, successful people, you know, in our business, they look at prospecting and finding prospects like it's a skill. And I was listening to something today. As we create our list, we create our, and that's number one, is create an ongoing list, active list, a prospecting list. And then you want to approach it like this. And you also want to share with your new associates that you recruit to do the same thing. They need to approach it as if they're being paid $1,000 for every name and number that they put down, that they write down. And you want to treat it like you're being, literally like you're being paid $1,000, because that could happen for many of those people, not only on the initial part of the membership, but on the memberships they lead to, the overrides you earn, and those types of things. But you're going to help them. And that's what your goal is, to help them become successful. So create the active list and an ongoing list. Okay. Number two, constantly add to it. That's, you know, constantly be adding to your list, you know, at least two a day. Every day. And I think it's really important to do that, you know, as we expand our base. And one of the things that I learned was, everybody that we add to our list, they know people that you don't know. And so that's what my dad always taught me to look, is he said, look beyond, you know, this person. And I'll tell you a quick story. Is this one gentleman, his name was, Sal, from New York. He was actually retired down in Florida at that point. He was in the insurance business, and he was also a very, very successful network marketer back in the day. And so, you know, when, you know, a guy named Sal from New York, imagine that, right? But this gentleman, he was on this list, and I knew he was a multimillionaire, and he was retired, and he made all kinds of money. And I remember being 24 years old, and I went to my dad, and he was on my dad's list. And I said, Dad, I said, why, you know, this is a 24-year-old, you know, a little wet behind the ears kind of thing. And I said to Dad, why would you put Sal on the list? And he said, well, Michael, sit down. Let me teach you a lesson. He said, first, let me tell you, he said, I put Sal down on the list because it's not Sal that I'm necessarily looking for. It's who he leads us to. And so my dad called him up and said, hey, Sal, I've got an audio. You've been very successful in business. I'd love to share it with you. Would you listen to it? I can't, you know, it looks too good to be true. Can you just listen to it for me and give me your opinion on it, and I'll call you back to find out what your thoughts are and what your opinions, and tell me what I might be missing. And so, you know, he showed Sal respect, and turns around right the day after he got the audio, he called Dad back and said, Mike, where are the applications? I'm ready to sign up. You know, and, you know, my dad had that list, and that was that initial list, but Sal, you know, didn't do a whole lot, but he led to two people, and one of them was in California. No, one of them was in Florida, who knew somebody in California, a guy named Mike. Mike knew a guy named Larry in Florida, who knew a guy what was that guy's name? Greg in Phoenix, and Greg knew a guy named Ross in Colorado at the time, in Denver, Colorado, and that's Ross and Cindy Chantrell, who are $150,000 ring earners, Millionaire Club members several times over, and have led to tens of thousands of memberships and new associates in that one organization because of a dollar audio that my dad sent to somebody years ago. You know, and it's just something that we don't know. So you have to have that concept of, hey, let me kind of the taprooting concept. You know, you go beyond that person. So you're never going to run out of people if you're always asking for referrals, especially from the people on your list. If you ask for their opinion, you ask for help, it's an indirect type of an approach. We have those approaches. They're all listed in all the trainings that we have, and you're able to do that. So you want to constantly add to that. Number three, and I'll do the next three real quickly here so we can wrap it, but number three, you want to raise your awareness when you're out and about. So raise your awareness. Have you ever gone to a grocery store where you went to the grocery store, you're kind of in a hurry, and this is just an example because I've done this, and I catch myself after I'm done. But you go in, you got your list or whatever, and you're going through the grocery store, you're putting the stuff that you need, you go through the up and down the aisles, you see, you know, probably 50, 60 people, maybe more, depends on what time of the week it is, and then you go through the register, and the only person you kind of end up talking to is a cashier, and the only thing they said was, you know, did you find everything you were looking for? And you say, yeah, I found everything I was looking for and more, and that's usually what you say, and they say, okay, great. And then they ring everything up, you pay, you know, you swipe your card or use the chip, whatever, and you punch in your code, and then they bag it and you go. And then you get back out to the car, and have you ever done this where you get back out in the car and you sit down and you say to yourself, God dang it, man, I didn't say anything to anybody. You know, and you realize, wait a minute, I need to raise my awareness when I'm out and about. I need to make sure, not being a predator, but just raise your awareness when you're about, out and about, by smiling, saying hi, giving compliments to people, you know, and if that's out of your comfort zone, just start by smiling at somebody. I promise you, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a smile back. It's the only thing I know you can give away and get back right away, you know, is a smile. And so then maybe you add a smile plus hello. You know, and then maybe the next time, you start to stretch your comfort zone. I'm not asking you to freak yourself out and jump out of your comfort zone so that you never go back out again. You just want to stretch it. And so the more you do something, the more comfortable it gets. And so you want to just be consistent. And that goes back to what a ring earner is all about, is being consistent. They know how to be consistent. So raise your awareness when you're out and about. Just look at it as if you're collecting friends. Okay, it's important to be able to do that. Number four, don't prejudge anybody. You know, it goes back to that Sal story. You know, I never prejudge anybody, because you never know where it's going to lead to. You know, I, at 24 years old, when Dad made his list, when we launched the business, we worked our business for the first 10 years together before he passed away, you know, God rest his soul, back in 2005. But, you know, back then, you know, it's 11, almost 12 years now, but, you know, I would have prejudged that at 24 years old, but he taught me a lesson. He said, Michael, you don't know where it's going to go, and look what it did. It led to a Millionaire Club member line, you know, and just a ton of business and a great, incredible income from that, and great friends. We've got some incredible friends as a result of that one person on a list and a name. You never know where it's going to go. Guys, write this down. You are one recruit away from a financial explosion into your household. And so you just can't prejudge. You got to get excited, because there are people out there that are looking for what we have. And I'm excited about our career. And you need to just get that out and just share it. Because the more success you have, man, I'm telling you, man, when that happens, motion creates emotion. And when you're on fire, people want to be around enthusiastic, excited people. That energy creates more energy, and it draws people in. And then the last thing is number five, network on purpose. And what I mean by that is, go out and join new groups. Join the, you know, business networking groups, and, you know, join the, you know, expand, you know, volunteer, you know, expand your horizons. Get out there, join a new gym or a new social group or something through church, or just get out of your house. You know, go to where you can meet and connect with people. And there's tons of events always. You know, let's say you live in, you know, Denver, Colorado. You know, just go into your Google, go into Google and type in business networking groups, you know, in Denver, you know, Colorado, or in Colorado Springs, Colorado, or whatever. And there's going to be so many different groups that are going to pop up on your Google, on your computer screen. And you just go through there, you click on them, and you find out who the contact is, when they meet, what they're all about, and then, you know, touch base with them, see if they have a Legal Shield associate or a Legal Shield representative as a part of that group, and find out how you can join it. There's business after hours networking groups. So if you have a job, a career, a full-time business that you're running, you can still go after hours. You can, some of them meet on weekends, some of them meet in the mornings before business hours, and so there's all kinds of things that you can do, but just get out there. And when you're there, show more interest in those people. Ask them questions about their business, how you can help them, you know, and then you'll be able to introduce it. But don't come across as that predator. Just get out there and do your thing and expand and just collect friends. And what happens is, you know, then we get them into our prospect app. We start to drip on them a little bit. We invite them out. We introduce them to our sponsor or something of that nature. And the next thing you know, all of a sudden you have a team that's growing somewhere, and you never know how it happens or where it comes from. So, you know, just get out there and stay focused on it, but keep the main thing the main thing. Keep the basics the basics. Don't worry about all the stuff that we have going on, because there's a lot of great things going on. If you're doing the thing, you're going to have the power, and we've heard that before, right? So if you're going out there and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're going to get the trips. You're going to get the car. You're going to get the performance club. You know, you're going to get focused on that. You want to maintain focus on it. You want to close strong, you know, each month. But at the same time, you want to have that growth mentality versus a qualification mentality. You know, people that want to just qualify at a certain level, they get stuck qualifying at that level. You know, my thing is, listen, when you hit a level, you know, that's your goal. And when you hit that goal, make it your standard. And then you keep growing to the next goal. That's why we're calling it level up. So you level up to the next position, the next higher level, so you continue to grow and make some, you know, serious, grow a huge company and just, you know, change everything about your financial, you know, family tree and the generations to come, because we have that type of opportunity with Legal Shield, and you just can't ever forget that. Let's just get fired up and excited and stay focused on our futures, and everything will happen for you, I promise, especially coming from a guy that used to mow lawns, that had a lot of desire, not a lot of formal education, but a ton of desire, and I read a ton of books, I got around the right people, I got around the right mentors, and I stayed focused on the basics. I still do it to this day, and I wouldn't change my lifestyle with anybody on the planet. And I'm super excited about where we're going, and I know the better part of our opportunity is still out in front of us. So I really appreciate you guys for having me on this evening, and I'll just turn it back over to you, Teresa or Frank or whomever.
Wow, thank you so much. And you just said a couple key things here right at the end about sticking to the basics. And, you know, as long as I've known you, and you have been in the business longer than we have, and, of course, your dad started with you way back, and, you know, I have always admired that about y'all. You've never gotten off track, sidetracked, doing something crazy or anything. You have always stuck to the basics, and you have always been such a great leader for your organization and the rest of the world of Legal Shield in really being that role model for sticking to the basics, because even though, I mean, these are the basics, but you put your heart and soul into it. And when you went over all these things tonight, the traits of a ring earner and how to have unlimited prospects, I mean, I've got two or three pages of notes here. And thank you. And I'm like you. I love learning. And so tonight you were the superstar, and you imparted so much great stuff to our team. Mike, thank you so much. And thank Amy for sharing you with us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike,
thank you for your kind words.
Congratulations for all your success, man, and all the people. All the lives you
Michael, this
out
is,
there.
This is Thank John you. Gardner. He really has touched a lot of lives. I listened to his training about basically digging down through people, and that's how we found Justin and Nick, was just sort of digging down from person to person to person. And that's just one of those great trainings. You get on a phone call, you don't know whether you're going to hear a home run training, and we just got one. And thank you, Michael.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, guys. Really do.
All right, Michael, thank you so much, buddy. We've got a couple more things to wrap up, and you're welcome to stay on, but from the whole team and Teresa and I and the leadership here, we appreciate everything you do, man.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you soon. All right, everybody, we're going to move on. That was fabulous, and we are going to capture the last part of our book of the month, and Mr. Bill Sullivan is going to be doing that for us and for the team. And just want to everybody to know Bill and Jan are okay. They were very, very close to that fire. If it had not started raining, he told me if it rained 30 minutes later, their house could have been consumed in that terrible fire.
Yeah, it just been through a fire. They just they're in the middle of repairs and everything else.
I know, but that was the house fire. But
Bill, we're excited that you took time out of your schedule, everything you're doing, building your Legal Show business and being with your family, and also repairing the house and fighting fires and
all kind of stuff.
Being able to do a book review. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah,
Thank
you so much.
Go right ahead.
It is good to be on here. Thank y'all very much. And it's interesting, as I was listening to Michael, it's amazing how many of the things that he said come right out of this great book by Eric Worre, Go Pro. So I'm going to go pretty quickly here. In Chapter 11, he says that when a person starts a traditional business, normally they break even in the first few years and possibly get their investment back in 5 years. But it's interesting, when somebody starts a network marketing business, they expect to get their money back in the first month, make a profit in the second month, and get rich by the third month. And then when that doesn't happen, they blame network marketing. And how many times have we all sort of been through that? And Eric was talking about his experience, and he was very fortunate when he started. He earned $12,000 in his second month. But he said, and then reality kicked in because he was not a $12,000 a month person. He had not worked on his skills. He just happened to hit something lucky. And in his third month, check was only $1,098. And he said looking at that check was like looking at himself in the mirror. It showed him who he was, and it felt ugly. And he said, my first reaction was to quit and to blame everything else for that check. But eventually he realized that to earn more, he needed to become more. He needed to work on his skills so that he didn't have to rely on luck. And he talks about a formula here, a 1-3-5-7 formula. He says, in a general rule, it'll take you about 1 year to become really competent and profitable, you know, working with a company like ours, because it's so different than what we've normally done. In the first year, we'll cover, you know, we'll know the basics and we'll cover experience, but more importantly, we'll be learning. He said it takes about 3 years of consistent part-time effort in order to go full-time, and it takes about 5 years of consistent effort to become a six-figure ring earner, and about 7 years to really become an expert in this business. And then he quotes the great Lou Holtz, the football coach, who said, in this world, you're either growing or you're dying. So get in motion and grow. And he's talking about that, and Michael Dorsey was talking about that, about never stop learning. And one of the things that he talks about, I can't go through much of it, but one of the things that really hit close to home, he's talking about audio. He said there's something magical about audio, about, you know, CDs. I sort of say cassettes, but I'm showing my age. But audio whispers in your ear, reminding you of your dreams and your potential and how to get there. And in addition, it's repetitive, because most of us won't read a book more than once. But while we're driving, we can listen to that audio over and over and over. And he talks a little bit about taking action in our business. He says part of the reason that a lot of people avoid taking action is they're afraid that they're going to be embarrassed. Most of us have known that feeling. We're afraid we'll be embarrassed if we talk to that prospect or to that person. And he says if you want to be successful in this business, you've got to learn to set that fear aside. He said it's very difficult to both look good and to get better at the same time. Talks a little bit about teaching. He says if you really want to master something, you've got to teach it to others. Teaching burns a groove in your brain like nothing else. And then I'm going to get finished here. He talks about, and we've all talked about this, he talks about associations. And this is something Mr. Jim Rohn talked about, the law of associations, that you'll become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You think how they think, you act like they act, you talk like they talk, and you earn what they earn. He said, let me tell you something. This is a real law. So he talks about if you look around and the people that you're spending major time with aren't going in the direction that you want to go, it's time to make some tough decisions. He says network marketing is not about luck or timing or positioning or signing that magic person who's going to make you rich. Freedom is possible, but freedom is not free. It takes hard work to stay consistent when the world tries to distract you. That's what Michael was talking about is, you guys were talking about, he never got distracted. It takes hard work to learn the skills that are required for long-term success. It'll take hard work to become the leader that you were meant to be. And so that's a quick summary of the last part of this book, GoPro, by Eric Worre. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you guys.
Thank you so much, Bill. That was a fantastic job capturing the highlights of the last part of this book. And for those of you on the line tonight, if you've read it, I'm going to recommend that you read it again. I know Elizabeth's read it more than once, and I'm reading it and listening to it actually more than once myself. It is The Basics of the Business, Backwards and Forwards, and it's so short and concise. And, Bill, you did a great job tonight, so thank you so much. And we're going to let you know that the next book of the month, if you haven't already peeked, which you certainly can on your Performance Family site, is a book by Jim Rohn.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you all something. Two of the people I've learned to respect the most in a short time is the Root family, Bruce and Joanne Root. And when she found Jim Rohn and he found Jim Rohn, they're like many other people. They understand that, you know, that you do go through these seasons in your life. And if you know how to handle the seasons, you're going to do better. He's probably one of the most, I guess, he's one of the best people for teaching business people how to do business in life in the world. I don't know anybody much better.
I don't either. He's really one of the first people that Frank and I got introduced to in the world of personal development, at least for me.
Yeah, and we knew him personally. We brought him to Charleston. We had a chance to speak with him. Speak with him on stage many times, and we really admire this guy. And I'm telling you, if you have not heard Jim Rohn, just look him up on the computer, and you'll be captivated by what you're going to read
yes.
here.
And this book is The Seasons of Life, and I think we're going to love it. We're going right into winter now, and so we're going to read about what goes on in every season of our life and how to make the most of it, and it is going to be fantastic to read this together with the team. So please, if you don't have it, get it. And it's available on Amazon and lots of places. I'm sure you can just Google it. There should be a link on our website, too, to make it easy for you as well. So that's the next book. And, Frank, right now we want to cap off the night with recognizing some important people in the organization.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up right after this.
These are the top producers for last week, the week of November 21st through the 25th. Number two, we had a second place. Associate Larry Hemingway Sr. out of Illinois took second place in production, and Sam Piazza took first place in production last week. And we had a lot of people recruiting last week. We had a big tie between probably a dozen people or so for second place. So tonight we want to recognize the first place position and top recruiting last week out of South Carolina is Joseph Littlejohn. So congratulations.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Joseph. And then the level advancements for last week, and this is so exciting because this puts people in position for leveling up if they didn't level up actually for this level. So we want to recognize a couple new managers for last week. Out of Ohio, April Pope. Congratulations for reaching the level of manager. And out of North Carolina, another new manager is Sherelle Sherelyn Austin, out of North Carolina.
Or Austin Sherelle, one of the two.
And then we also have a director out of Illinois, Robert O'Donnell. I want to congratulate you as well. So we know this is the last
few hours
of the month, and we want to make sure that all of you are reaching your Performance Club goals. Hopefully many of you have already reached them, so you're not having to panic at the last moment, but we've been there. Occasionally that happens. It's worth the effort. We want to make sure you achieve your goals tonight. Frank, anything else?
Yeah, I think we all do something every day to make a living, so why not do something that enriches you and your family and enriches everybody around them? And I think Legal Shield is a good start on that.
I totally agree.
Good?
Yes, that's awesome. Gardeners, anything else from you? Oh, we need to let everybody know the Gardeners who are
going to be speaking in Charleston.
They're going to be speaking in Charleston this coming Tuesday, but this Saturday they're conducting will be speaking actually as guest speakers at a Super Saturday in Greenville. It's on the calendar where all the events are. Go to LegalShieldCalendar.com. If you want to send people, and I highly recommend it, send your guests to Greenville, South Carolina Super Saturday this Saturday. And I know there's a lot of other events going on. Yes, go ahead.
We've got some special training. There's actually about 2.5 hours of training, about an hour and a half of it, Elizabeth, in putting together how to, it's sort of setting up our end of the year, New Year's Day goal setting and how to really finish the year out great and start out 2017, which we all believe, I think, is going to be a record year for Legal Shield. So I want it to be a record year for us in the Performance family. So Thank you so much, Frank and Teresa.
You got it, John, and talk to you next week. Okay, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa, and it's 80 degrees today, right?
I know, it's crazy.
In sunny Charleston, South Carolina, and thanks for all you do, and we appreciate you. And you already got text coming in?
Yeah, great call tonight. Thank you all for your comments and appreciate it. And let's go close out the month and start out. Tomorrow is December 1st, and get it going. This is going to be an exciting, exciting month.
Yeah, try to get your 5 points by the 15th. Join the 5x15 club. So
there you
go. Okay, everybody, Frank Teresa and John Elizabeth Gardner and all the other leadership here saying thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate all of you.
Bye-bye.